Yeah, good morning. So I was just touching on yesterday about the professionality of health services workers, and at some level, you know, they are human and they make mistakes. And making mistakes is obviously a good way to learn. But when you've got, you know, someone else's life in your hands through the Mental Health Act and Treatment Authority, you can't really afford to make mistakes, I feel, because you're making decisions for a person, and a person who's exterior to yourself. If you're making mistakes in your own life, then, you know, how are you fit to make judgment calls on someone else's? And it's more of a rant, or maybe, you know, some sort of complaint that I do have about the system, and that's okay. You know, what I'm thinking about at the moment is going forward. You know, who can you trust if you've been, you know, hurt or feel like you've negatively been treated negatively? It'd just be the same as like a lawyer. You know, if you got some advice from a lawyer, it turned out to be the wrong advice. You know, whose fault is it? Is it your fault for picking the lawyer that you picked? Or is it the lawyer's fault for being human? You know, there's an interesting thing called Ryan's Rule. Ryan's Rule. So, apparently there was a toddler who tragically died in hospital. And the parents thought that they knew more about their son, Ryan. And it's basically come in to different health like hospitals and things. It's called Ryan's Rule, which basically means if you feel you know a patient more than what you anticipate, or what medical people anticipate, then you know, it's okay to stand up and sort of say something about treatment. And it follows the procedure of talking to the nurse first, and then talking to someone else in charge, and then eventually calling a phone number, 1-300 My Health, I think it is. And that's how you get different treatment, second opinions, third opinions, real quick. So I implemented Ryan's Rule while I was in hospital to a bloke. I'll just call him Phil. And he expressed suicidal ideations, and actually the way that he was going to commit suicide. So I took it upon myself to inform the nurses and the nurse in charge, and more escalate the problem a bit higher, because, you know, I felt that according to Ryan's Rule, you know, this bloke obviously knew more about his own situation than the attention that he was getting. So in the public hospital system, there was about one nurse to about 8 different people. And if you can imagine 8 different people asking for things all the time, that is what it was like. Whether it's a phone call, whether it's to go outside, whether it's to have something to eat, or if it's have medication. You know, you're 8 different people with needs, special needs, because they're in a mental institution. This bloke, I felt like he was falling through the cracks in between the treatment and the care, because you know, all the nurses were so busy. Once I stopped one of the nurses and said, expressed basically what I thought was happening and what I'd been told, they were then able to escalate it from there. And we didn't have to go the pathway of me calling, you know, a number to try get escalation or more treatment. But anyway, long story short, the bloke ended up being taken to get scans and things like that on his head, and he was able to be medicated and things, and he was able to get through it. But what he was expressing was he was going to kill himself that night, and it didn't happen. It might have not happened anyway, but, you know, the fact that there was like 3-4 nurses, a doctor, a couple other security members, like, talking to him, they were able to listen to what he was saying rather than just sort of pay him off, because he looks like a strong dude. Like, he had big tattoos on his arm, and, you know, ex-biker and stuff like that. Like, you know, the perception is that he's tough, but at the same time, he was thinking about killing himself, and he was explaining how he was going to do it that night. So, you know, it's just the whole, it's like a web I feel. Mental illness is like a web, and you don't know, you know, what parts of the web you're going to get caught up in, and what parts are, you know, those holes where you can get through. So you can try burst through the web, but you come up with all like sticky, and you'll you know, have the web on you all, like, for a long period of time. But if you sort of navigate yourself through the web properly, then you don't come, you know, you won't have any sticky web all over you. And that's just my analogy for it all. Mental health is like a spider web. You know, it's something different.